quality of manufacturing to improve overall effectiveness. Efficiency and effectiveness. These are the two different things. Efficiency means, for example, I am sitting in an office and I have ordered coffee. Coffee without sugar. I have ordered. And the boy brings in less than 5 minutes coffee without sugar. That is efficiency. What is effectiveness? Effectiveness is something I will tell you, that I am sitting in an office, I have ordered sugarless coffee, and I am waiting and waiting and waiting. Half an hour I have waited. After half an hour, after giving a ring to them, he comes and gives me tea with sugar. That is not effectiveness. What customer wants, he must get that. That is effectiveness. And efficiency is, he should get that in the required time. So that effectiveness is important, quality of manufacturing to improve overall effectiveness. It happened in a company where marketing gave a call to the customer. Customer came and he was not allowed inside the company by the watchman because they were not having any information. Finally, when a lot of follow-up was done, marketing fellow came and he took the customer inside. There in the reception, he was sitting for 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, nobody came. Actually, the call was for inspecting a electric motor, which was to be offered to the customer. Customer waited, 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 nobody came. After a lot of follow-up, somebody came and took him to the testing department. There he found that he had ordered a horizontal motor and one vertical motor was being offered to him. This has actually happened. You can imagine to what extent that customer must be angry. First of all, he was not allowed inside the company. In spite of the marketing call given by the concerned fellow, then he was unnecessarily waiting in the reception. And then when he went to the test bed, he found that what he had ordered was not there, something different was there, and he wasted his time like anything. That day he was very angry. Six Sigma says that this cannot happen. Quality of field reliability towards zero field failures. What is reliable? If I have bought a TV, LED TV, I expect that it must work without any problem for 6-7 years at least. That is reliability. If every month there is a breakdown, then it is not reliable. So, quality of field reliability. For example, I have bought a car. 3 years, not a single failure. Just we have to give the machine, give the car for servicing, and that's all. No problem. No maintenance cost. Quality of support service and quality of results. These were the critical success factors. For these first three factors, I am only giving you introduction about Six Sigma. Critical success factors of Six Sigma. What is Six Sigma? All this I am telling you. How to go about Six Sigma? One by one. For example, define, measure, and so on. That will be explained to you in the next chapters. But in first three chapters, I am giving you a general idea about Six Sigma so that you people get convinced that yes, it is worth doing it. That is what I am trying to convince you in these first three chapters. Benefits of Six Sigma. I must convince you that there is a benefit. There are a lot of benefits if we implement Six Sigma. First is, Six Sigma generates sustained success. That was the first chapter. If I get the success, it is not temporary, it is permanent. It is for a long time. It is continuous. Continuous improvement. sustained success is success in spite of bad marketing conditions, changing customer perceptions, changing customer needs. In spite of everything, I remain in the market with the same success continuously for generations together. And that is the Six Sigma. And Six Sigma, any businessman, if he wants to really achieve sustained success, I can tell you he must go for Six Sigma. Then Six Sigma sets a performance goal for everyone. Okay, that we have seen in TQM also. TQM, we have seen that even a sweeper is responsible for quality. But in Six Sigma, there is a goal for everyone, be it that he is a purchase person, he is a sweeper, he is a production manager, he is a storekeeper, he has a goal. For let us say inventory turns, purchasing man has target for inventory turns, let us say, a goal for everyone. Then Six Sigma enhances value to customer. I have said, already explained to you, what is value to customer? Customer must be ready to pay for that. For every action you do, should not be a non-value added for which customer doesn't want to pay. There should be customer wow. He would say, yes, this product is definitely much, much better than the competitor's products. Not only in quality, but it has a lot of added advantages. He should say that. Six Sigma accelerates the rate of improvement. Faster, rapid improvement. Six Sigma promotes learning and cross-pollination. What is cross-pollination? Pollens from one flower are transferred to pollens to another product, on another flower. Flower to flower, pollination. Pollens from one flower to another flower. Like that, here also happens. I have some knowledge, I transfer the knowledge. This knowledge transfer process, we are going to discuss afterwards in detail. Knowledge transfer. Whatever knowledge I have, I give it to others. Others learn that and implement it. Then they give to another people. They learn that and implement it. Knowledge transfer happens continuously. Six Sigma executes strategic change. Improved process flow. Process continuously moves from place to place, machine to machine. Never has any idle time, never has any excess wage. There is no inventory in between the machines. It moves continuously like a pull process. Customer gives the order and product is pulled through the process non-stop. That we achieve due to Six Sigma. Reduced total defects, outgoing defect rates have drastically come down from 1 to 10% to 10 ppm. Benefits of Six Sigma. Earlier we were thinking in terms of percentage. If from 10% we come down to 1%, we were becoming happy, we were becoming complacent. Today, we say, what is your defect rating in ppm? From 10% to 10 ppm, our thinking pattern itself has drastically changed. I said, what is ppm? Parts per million. Improved communication. Today, I am able to speak to my sister in America on my mobile phone without spending even single paisa. Today, communication has improved like anything. Communication devices have improved. But are we really communicating? Do we see eye to eye? our people in the organization. In family also, son doesn't speak to father. Son doesn't speak to his mother. We look into our mobiles for 24 hours. But do we have a heart-to-heart talk with our people? Do we have heart-to-heart talk with our colleagues in the organization? That communication, okay, I am able to communicate better by means of WhatsApp or by means of Facebook or what, by means of email. But do I do it? Do I really speak from my bottom of my heart with compassion with my family members, with my workers, with my staff? Improved communication happens because of Six Sigma. That's why then reduce cycle times. Customer comes to your place and he says that I want the new product which I have designed in 3 months. Then we say, no, sir, it is not possible in 3 months. Our cycle time is 6 months. Then customer says, sorry, I don't want to order this on you because you people are having too much of the cycle time. Then we say, don't worry, sir, we will do such an improvement in our processes that we will give you in 3 months. A good product we will give in 3 months. Reduce cycle times. It has exhibited a reduction in setup times from 1.5 days to 1.5 hours. Cycle time of a process. Earlier we were spending 1.5 days for setting up a new machine or for a new product. Six Sigma processes have allowed me, I am successful in setting in only 1.5 hours. Enhance knowledge and enhance ability to manage that knowledge. Higher levels of customer satisfaction. My customer is more satisfied. Increase productivity and employee satisfaction. What is productivity? Earlier, one worker was producing 1,000 parts in 8 hours. Now, he is producing 1,250 parts in 8 hours, which are better quality than earlier. For example, earlier he was producing 1,000 parts. In that, 5 parts were getting scrapped. Now he produces 1,250. In that, only maximum one part gets scrapped. That is improvement in productivity of that worker. Then, earlier the grinding machine was only manually operating grinding machine. Now they have brought a total automatic grinding machine. Now worker is able to produce, instead of 1000 parts, he is able to produce 1500 parts. That too of better quality. That is the improvement in productivity. Earlier there were machine downtimes. Now after Six Sigma, after total productive maintenance, the breakdowns have come to zero. Better productivity. I am able to produce more in that month because of machine downtime is less now. That is what I have achieved due to Six Sigma. Employee satisfaction. Today my employees are having better morale. Why? Because the defects have come down. Their machines, their workplaces are better. The tensions what they were undergoing earlier have come down. Today they are more free to talk. They are being consulted. They are being given importance. Their opinions are valued. So employees are better satisfied. Value added per employee has shown to increase by 30%. What is value added? Revenue minus material cost minus employee salaries, etc. The cost, input cost. That is the value added divided by number of employees. The value added per employee has improved by 30% because of Six Sigma. And these are not only the things which I am telling. These are actual achievements of big, big companies like Motorola and GE. Actually, they have achieved this. And by implementing Six Sigma, I am telling you by sure that you are going to achieve this. It decreases inventory. Inventory is the money lying idle. Thereby, you lose in your profitability. So, by Six Sigma methods, you are able to decrease your inventory, increase the inventory turns. Inventory turns in organizations have increased from a single digit to more than 100 inventory turns. That means, over a year, your inventory gets converted into production 100 times. Increase capacity and output. Production capacity has increased. Bottlenecks have come down. Line is more balanced. Asset turns have showed to go up by from 4 to over 15. Increase quality and reliability. My products are more reliable. My service is more reliable. For example, if I send a service person to the customer, he repairs his machine, comes back, and then that machine is able to work for a long time. It doesn't break down again. My service is more reliable. My product is more reliable. My people are more reliable. Quality and reliability. Field failures have come down from 2 to 20% range. They were 2%, 3%, up to 20% failures have come down. 100 ppm. What is ppm? 100 failures per million. The cost of poor quality as a percentage of sales has come down from 8 to 20% to less than 1%. Earlier 8%, 20% failures. Cost of poor quality. What is cost of poor quality? Warranty cost, inspection cost, prevention cost, all this cost, cost of poor quality, come down from 8 to 20% to 1%. 1% cost of poor quality is really a great achievement. Decrease unit cost. Today, all companies are asking, what is your unit cost? For example, one product which they are producing in Germany has a unit cost of $2. Here, they ask, what is your cost? If your cost is higher than $2, why it is higher? Why are you not able to reduce the cost which will be less than $2 per unit? They are asking. Increase price flexibility. Better designs by releasing the natural but currently bottled up creativity of the engine. Today, engineers were not at all creative. Their creativity was hidden in a bottle. Because of this Six Sigma methods like DMADV or Design for Six Sigma, we are going to discuss the Design for Six Sigma, DFSS. Because of that, their creativity has increased because now better designs are coming. Decrease time to market. Customer came to your place and he was asking for 3 months for developing the product. Earlier you were producing in 6 months. Now you are able to do in 3 months because of Six Sigma methods. Faster delivery time. Earlier, travel from Pune to Bangalore was taking 18 to 20 hours. Now you are able to deliver the product to the customer in less than 8 hours by continuous driving from Pune to Bangalore. by employing more drivers, maybe more cleaners, but the quality of your transportation has much improved now. Customer is more happy. Increase ability to convert improvements in hard currency. In first chapter, I have said, you have done improvements. Like you have reduced the rejection and so on. Has it converted into improvement in bottom line? Has it given you more profits in terms of dollars or rupees? Are you measuring or are you able to measure that? Or are you able to appreciate that? That is the important thing. It can take the organization to number one or two in the market share. I told you, there are two things. Market share is the percentage of your what you are producing over the total market. And market position is one thing. How much are you producing compared to your competitors? These are the things. It can take the organization to number one or number two position in the market share or market position. Shareholders receive more profit, dividend, because of the Six Sigma method. Due to decrease cost, increase revenues. Businesses long-term profits have shown to grow by factors of 2:1 to 5:1. The return on investments have gone up by 3:1 to 8:1. Unbelievable. You will not believe this, but this has actually happened. This I can tell you, this has actually happened. The effort is worth. Customers are delighted with products and services. Customer loyalty and retention levels have shown to increase from below 75% to 99%. 99% customers are remaining with you. And customer retention definitely gives results in profitability. You can underline this sentence. You are able to retain your customers. It will result in profitability. It will result in better performance of the organization. Because he retained customer or loyal customer will give you more orders, more business, more profit. Very important thing, customer retention. Employees experience higher morale. They feel that they are owners of the organization. They feel that they are responsible for company's bottom line and top line. They feel responsible and they feel responsible for developing their colleagues. They take joy in their work. I'll tell you, today I see many employees who are working for earning money by neglecting their families. 24 hours they work, earn money. When they come home, they don't speak to their family members. They become angry with their family members. What is the use of earning that money? Instead, if you are enjoying your work, then you are able to have better relationship with your family. That is the requirement. Morale is something that I should feel important. I should feel proud of working in that company. My morale is such high that I say, doesn't matter, 24 hours I will work, but I will enjoy my work. You should enjoy your work. In whatever field you are, you must be able to enjoy your work. Otherwise, that work has no meaning. In Six Sigma, you are able to improve the morale of the company to that extent that they feel that they are the leaders. They feel that they are important in the organization. And so they will remain with the organization for a long time. And the attrition ratio will come down. that will be achieved by Six Sigma method. Employee turnover has shown to decrease from 20% to 10% and eventually down to less than 0.5% per year. Only 0.5%. Because employees do not want to leave the organization. Even if they get better salary outside, they feel that remaining in this organization itself is a joy. Itself is an experience of the life. Like I was there in Robert Bosch. 25 years I never got a thought of leaving the company also. I said, because I was considering it is crime to leave the company. Company is taking care of me so well that if I leave the company, I am doing a crime with the company. Employee attrition rate was brought down. Less than 0.5% per year. Suppliers enjoy a secure source of business. Suppliers are paid in time. Suppliers are respected. Suppliers' economics is studied. Customer ensures that supplier gets the profits. He is able to run his business smoothly. Doesn't have any problems. Guidance is given to the supplier for solving his problem. Consultation is given to the supplier. Sometimes financial aid is given to the supplier. So supplier wants to remain with the organization for a long time because he is also a stakeholder. Thank you. So in first three chapters, I have given you the overview of the Six Sigma. Why Six Sigma is important? And in the next chapters, we'll be discussing the details about various stages of implementation of Six Sigma, how to go about it, so that ultimately our organization is totally benefited and a breakthrough strategy is implemented in the organization. How to go about it, we will study step by step after this chapter. Thank you.